Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. All the noise is not news, and all the chatter barely hits what matters. Does that make sense? All the chatter barely hits what matters. My point is, you know, the FBI director was fired yesterday. His handling of his job has been in question for quite some time from the Democrats. They wanted him gone. And the Republicans wanted him gone. All the country has been confused by his handling of Hillary's case and the lack of handling in other related cases. And now the Dems are mad because he's fired. Political noise is all these parties have to offer us, or so it seems to me. In the meantime, back at home, America is trying to recover from a joblessness rate that was driven out of control during the last administration. Our regulations are binding up businesses, keeping industries from being productive. And the current administration does seem to be going after that problem. Again, back at home, we continue to suffer from the lack of productivity and our nation's job force. It seems we're maybe in a recovery, maybe. Back at home, down on the farm, out on the range, in the factory, in your own businesses, in your own homes, we continue to struggle financially. Our currency is losing its value around the globe. It would appear that back in D.C., they live in their own little world, which, by the way, ain't it all pretty. If we're to survive their beatings on this nation, and that's how I see this, as an abuse to our constitutional republic, that's what the fight is all about, is their power struggles. Neither one of them seem to talk about a republic, except once in a while. I consider it a constant kicking of we the people down the road. If we're to survive it, it is up to each one of us to be responsible at home. Remember last week I shared this Thomas Jefferson quote, "If we are to guard against ignorance and remain free, it is the responsibility of every American to be informed." And that's why Melody Cederstrom is here with us on CSE Talk Radio on a regular basis. We're doing our best to give you common sense approaches to survival in the mad political sad world. So today we welcome back CSC Talk Radio. We welcome back Melody Cederstrom to CSC Talk Radio. Melody, how are you doing today? Are you feeling better? You've been struggling with these allergies.
Oh,
you doing
much better.
Great.
As long as I stay in from the wind, I'm okay. It's just the wind.
Is it the pollen or, you know, mine is the mildew and the molds, and I was really having a time, not like you. I wasn't struggling quite like you, but
first it was the pollen, then we had a lot of rain for 5 days, and it turned into the mold. So.
Yeah. Oh, it's lovely.
Different
it's
symptoms lovely. For either.
Well, we both sighed at the same time. So at least we're both better. We've seen some sunshine. We're going to see some, well, they say some scattered storms today. It's sunshiny right now, but anyway. You know, what do you see? We see, you know, I wanted to know what was going on last night, and I was gone last evening. I had a couple of grandsons playing in a doubleheader baseball game, and I didn't realize the doubleheader till I got there. And so I didn't get home till real late, and I was watching all the Fox News, and I didn't get to watch all of any of the programs. But, of course, everything was all about the firing of Comey. That's all you could hear. You didn't hear anything else that was going on. And, of course, you know, they're having a big to-do and a big fight over that. In the meantime, back at home, nobody's considering what's going on with we the people, are they?
No, they're not. And I mean, I agree with your opening, you know, these Democrats, it's just a bunch of noise and so forth. Although I don't believe in coincidence when it comes into politics.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of coincidences that do exist with the firing of Comey. And I don't think Comey did a fine job. I mean, most of your presidents will bring in someone of the FBI that will keep, you know, from investigating themselves. We saw it with Bush. He brought in his FBI guy, what, 10 days before 9/11? And then you had Obama, you know, bring in Comey and so forth. And so, I mean, they really do bring in those that will, you know, make sure they don't investigate them and so forth. And, I mean, Comey really did do a bad job. I mean, there was a lot of things that he didn't do that he could have done through all those investigations through Obama. I mean, there was never an investigation, you know, for many things. I mean, when was the last time the FBI, the IRS targeting, did they ever investigate that?
No, they didn't.
Did they ever investigate, you know, remember the, you know, Harry Reid's land deals? And I mean,
no.
There's a lot of things he could
Fast
have investigated and,
furious,
and they
it,
didn't.
Yeah, they missed an awful lot. And, you know, I really expected Donald Trump to fire him when he got in there. I think he was giving the guy a chance to hang himself. And these hearings that they had last week, I'm not sure he didn't hang himself there, but what I was understanding from all those talk shows last night was that the president actually received from the FBI and other places a recommendation to please fire Comey. And because I think that, you know, it could come up that he's going to be one of them under investigation for some of this, too. I mean, we just don't know. It's crazy what's going on.
Well, what I think is interesting is that the reason that the firing wasn't because of anything that he's done since with the new administration. It was going back to July of how he handled Hillary Clinton. That's what he was fired about. So the thing of it, my question is, are they now going to prosecute Hillary?
I don't see that happening.
That's the question. Pardon?
I would love to see that, but I don't see that happening.
It's going to be a huge, it's going to be a huge distraction away from a lot of things that could be, you know, a lot of things would be eliminated. So it's odd that he would go all the way back to July 5th for the reasons of firing of Comey. And there was dozens of things that he could have. You could find numerous faults with his investigative skills over the years. Is this a distraction from the Flynn investigation? Is this a distraction even from the Russian investigation involving Trump? And, you know, yes, I'm so tired of the Russians. We kid about it.
The Russians are coming.
But on the other hand, you know, why was that so important that Trump had worded part of that letter that Comey had mentioned three times to him that, you know, there wasn't anything that he could I can't remember the correct wording, but there wasn't anything involving Trump three times. He had mentioned that he didn't find anything with the election and so forth. But Trump has hired counsel. So, again.
Well, I don't think he has a choice there. I mean, I think he almost has to with what's being going on.
Plus, you have the Russian ambassadors meeting with Trump today. So, I mean, yeah, you know, coincidences, it really does, you know, follow the money, that's what it's all about, follow the money, follow the things. And but, yeah, to hear these Democrats up in there, I mean, you know, please.
There was I have to chuckle because this, it's not really funny. But it's so absurd. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And we're going into a break. And while we're trying to figure out all this out, meantime, back at home, like my monologue was saying, when you said something, it kind of struck a memory from childhood or my teenage years when they played a segment on the radio called Chicken Man. And it was this little soap opera. He was supposed to have been a hero, you know, like a superhero. And then the commentator would go, "Well, now." And so that's where we're at. Well, now. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're going to get serious. We're going to talk about the finances and the currency of this United States. 877-895-5410 is the number to call to visit with Melody and Beth Ann. 877-895-5410, and Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution and private property, in God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. We've been talking about the firing of Comey, and it's like Melody said, there's no coincidences in politics. It does seem to be, you know, I was also thinking of the little phrase, oh, what a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive, and all that we see up there in D.C. is deception. And it is a tangled web, and I don't know what's going to happen. You know, Comey and these others that they've had in these hearings that, well, I can't answer that. They can go so far, and then they can't tell you something because, you know, that's secret. So now that he's been fired, perhaps he can answer a few more questions than he could before, because now he's a citizen. So I don't know if that's going to make any difference. I don't know what's going to come of it, but I know that it really doesn't make things better for us here at home, does it?
Well, no, and I think the only problem that I have with it, you know, is that the chips will fall where they fall. To me, I think it was handled, unless there was an agenda behind it, that they wanted the media distraction, there was a reason for it and so forth to have this. To me, I think the firing was not very professional. I mean, it might have been from, you know, the Deputy Attorney General and Sessions going to Trump with the recommendations and so forth to eliminate him or to fire him, but really the handling of it after that, to me, is kind of you know, was, in, you know, a little incompetent, not very professional. And, you know, to me, that matters because that reminds me of how other things are handled, how are other things handled.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's, you know, and that's just my own personal view. I mean, you would think that his boss, the deputy attorney general, would be the one, you know, to at least hand him his notice in person. You know, and I mean, it was just, again, it just seemed like lack of communication.
Catch me up. Who did hand it to him?
No one. Was taken over to the FBI offices by Trump's security guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's curious in and of itself, isn't it?
And Comey was in California. And he found out he was fired by watching TV.
Oh, that's,
you know, he was doing a lecture, and there, they had a TV in the back of the room, and he saw the headlines, he saw the breaking news. So, you know, unless there was a reason for how they did that and why they did it, if they wanted, you know, if they wanted that amount of, and usually when you fire someone of that high power, you have a replacement right away. you make the announcement. You would think that the announcement would be made by Mr. Trump. You know, we have decided to, you know, after Comey would have gotten his notice, Trump would have come out and said, we decided to replace, and, you know, some of those that are being considered are blah, 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 blah. To me, that's a professional way of handling it. And again, it just shows, to me, a lack of communication, which, if it happens here and it's happened in other times where it seems there was a lack of communication, you know, when something really serious comes along, you know, then we could have a problem. But so that's the part that
it is a curious thing as to how it was handled and the timing of it all. But at the same time, I'm really surprised he hung in there as long as he did, because I expected Trump to fire him at the very beginning.
He had to keep him. I mean, look at the praise that he gave Comey at the end of October going into the elections. He called him, you know, he just about got on his knees and kissed his hand. I mean, he was very, you know, he really praised Comey for a fine job that he did. So, you know, and really the, you know, and again, you can go over Comey's tenure and you can see that he did, you know, very little. I mean, he wasn't a good investigator. I mean,
well, even those that liked him that on different shows last night, none of them told the of what you just shared with me of how it came to happen yesterday. And like I said, I was on the road, so I missed all of that. But even the ones that really like him thought he did a lousy job and he needed to be fired a long time ago.
He needed to be fired,
And so it's, I really think, criticism really even heightened last week, wasn't it? Last week that he was one of them at the hearings, you know, at the testifying and went off again and on things and, you know, always constantly defending himself. And, you know, who he was working for should have been the people. But we know that's the way it's supposed to be in all these offices, mm-hmm. but it's not the way it is. They're not working for we the people.
No.
And whether he was doing Obama's bidding and trying to protect Hillary along the way, and then we had I've lost her name, Clinton and I always want to say Lois Lerner, but that's not Lois Lerner, Loretta Lynch, that met on the tarmac there in the plains, and we know they were up to no good.
Absolutely.
And that put Comey in a position where he thought he had to come out. They said he always thought he had to tell people something, you know, because, you know, to cover it up or to excuse it or to whatever. And so he had to come out and talk again. And they were always putting him in a position where he felt like he had to do that. And even those, like I said, that liked him last night said he needed to go a long time ago because he wasn't doing an adequate job. But speaking of jobs, let's get to what's going on today, because these things in D.C., they do everything they do. You said, talk about political, and there's no coincidences in politics. And we do see that the job report, which you and I both know can be manipulated and always is manipulated, but we had a pretty good job report for April, and I didn't know if you had seen that yet or not.
Well, I did.
You didn't jump up and down for joy when you saw it?
I mean, they revised the month before from 98,000 to 79,000.
Yeah.
You know, and then they popped it back up. So, you know, I mean, if we were in a good, strong economy, you wouldn't have that severe change from one month to another. And particularly the beginning of the year, you know, supposedly they were close to 300,000. I think the first of the month was, you know, 255,000 or something like that. I mean, there's just really no steady, no logical explanations for any of the reasons why you have the big ups and the big downs. You know, they blame the weather. Well, you know what?
Climate change gets blamed for everything, you know.
Yeah, really. So, you know, again, I think people are having trouble. The people is they don't have any disposable incomes. And I think that's a big problem. We continue to see our health coverage go higher. We can see our living expenses, our daily needs that continue to rise. And it's taking a lot out of the consumer's ability to purchase, and we're 70% of a consumer economy, so any pullback in spending is significant. There was also talk with the oil prices dropping so much. They were talking about driving has dropped, and they mentioned that the gasoline prices have risen from a year ago. It's like, well, okay, they rose 30 cents. You multiply that out, what, people can't afford $50 more in gasoline? I mean, that's a big comment to say that people aren't driving based on the increase of gasoline, what, $50 a month maybe? So, again, it doesn't make sense why you're seeing these changes in people's habits and their purchasing habits to justify a strong economy. I mean, I could go all day long talking about the various things that just don't support a strong economy. Yesterday was the first time that I saw a bank failure being reported. And it's like, I haven't seen that in a long time. I check my reports, and yeah, there might be a bank or two that's being overtaken by, you know, a larger bank and so forth. But this one was closed. And
where was that, Melody?
Because
all I saw last night was that, did you know that the FBI director Comey was fired? That's all I saw last night, so I didn't see any other news.
It was the North Carolina bank.
Okay.
It was a North Carolina bank, and I can't recall the name off the top of my head. I don't have the report in front of me.
Just telling us the state is good enough. That's, you know, that's
and there was other various branches, like in Michigan, Illinois, and so forth, that they were actually being closed down. I believe the one in North Carolina was, that one was being absorbed, but the other ones are actually being closed down. And the FDIC took the assets and so forth. So,
interesting.
But that was the first time, that I've seen a bank of substantial size. I think that's assets was $1 billion, a substantial size that closed. And so, again, another sign.
It is a sign. We're going into a break. I want to hear about the signs because I don't get to hear your show, and I know that you mention a lot of these things on your show, so I want to hear them myself. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of the show. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, or visit with her right here, right now at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, in God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. The number in her office to visit with her on a personal side of your finances is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Melody, we're talking about the signs that the economy is not healthy, and one would be banks closing. What's another sign that you see happening across this great nation?
And those branches of that bank were the ones that were in Walmart and, I believe, Kroger.
Well, that's even more interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's bank closings, but they're usually small. They usually get absorbed. But this one is a significant one. And we continue to read about retail, how so many of these retailers are being closed. Thousands of retail chain stores keep closing, both last year, this year, the future. It doesn't look bright for these big anchor tenants. So whether it's a Macy's or a little shoe store or whatever, these are bankruptcies and debt restructurings that are hitting this industry. I don't think any of these have yet flowed through. They haven't worked their way through to where we see impacts in various, you know,
in
any type of major unemployment and so forth.
In the Jefferson City area, we lost the Sears and Kmart, which, of course, those are related businesses, but we lost both of those. One, Sears is in the Capitol Mall. We have a little mall there in Jefferson City, and so that is closed. That's all empty, that wing. The Sears wing is all empty. And then Kmart had its own building, of course, there on Missouri Boulevard, and it's all empty. And it's kind of scary to see those, because it's of course, the mall will have to keep up the parking lot, but the Kmart parking lot's already got grass growing in the cracks, and it's a telltale sign, like you said.
Yeah, some of these places are lucky enough to lease them out to various other businesses and so forth, or they're just being shuttered. And I said they ought to turn them into housing. Somehow turn them into, convert them into really low, you know, for the homeless. Hey, they put in little,
soup kitchens or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
they're going to be bulldozed. Eventually, they'll just be bulldozed down. And, again, it's another sign of the times. And, you know, a lot of these problems, they talk about, oh, it's because of the online, Amazon and so forth. They blame...
maybe some.
But I don't believe that. I it might be a part of the problem, but I think a bigger problem is the economy in these local communities. They just don't have enough to support. They don't have the consumers to go in there, which led them unable to keep up the stores. I mean, you've seen a lot of the stores really decline. Not only in their looks and, they got old and so forth, but...
And that would be the case with the Capitol Mall in particular, but they have a new owner in the mall now, and they are fixing it up. But, another one that's going to go, I'm fearing that it's going to go fairly soon, is the Penny's. Ross's Dress for Less, I don't know if you've ever heard of that or if it's even in your area or not, but it's a real cheap clothing place.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like to buy clothes, you only want to pay a couple of dollars for them, that's the place to go. You know, it's cheaper than Walmart, cheaper than Kmart. It's definitely cheaper than Dillard's or Penny's or Macy's or any of those, or Kohl's. And that went in at the mall. And so Sears is closing. But Sears there in Jefferson City, they had been going downhill as far as their clothing selection for a very long time. I don't know who was picking out who was coming in there to buy. But they were doing a pretty poor job. I quit buying there a long time ago. They just weren't good-looking clothes, And I think the Craftsman... I remember when that was all what everybody wanted was the Craftsman tools, and they kind of went downhill in the last, 30 years. And, so there's lots of reasons, but competition is part of it, but I think a lot of it is the economy. People are just not, they're going somewhere else, and it's...
Well, a lot of people think they're getting a better deal online. I think, and sometimes they are and sometimes they're not.
Right.
But, so it's something that what I believe hasn't worked through the system yet. I don't think we've seen these job losses. I don't think we've seen the impact of these businesses. And last week, we talked about, you have these retail shops closing down. Pretty soon, you're going to see grocery stores closing their doors. And earlier this week, I read a report where there was one chain that was closing their stores. And I just saw today that there's another Marsh Supermarkets. They're going to be closing 44 stores if they don't find a buyer within 60 days.
What was the name of that again?
Marsh Supermarkets.
Okay. I've not heard of that in this area, Marsh.
Let me see if this says, it doesn't really say... it's just Marsh Supermarkets. It doesn't say
Regions.
Yeah. But it's going to affect, almost 3,000 people if they don't find a buyer. And, again, we know that we have food on the shelf for 3 days. We've seen all of these new businesses pop up online that will ship your food to you. It's just not the Jenny Craig's and... the weight loss companies anymore. It's fresh fruit. It's vegan. It's all kinds of choices that you can have online. I subscribed to one just to test it, and it was really nice.
Well, you don't have to go, you know. You don't have to. You may have to pay shipping, but you don't have to get in your car and buy gas. You know, you can just sit there and wait for them to deliver it.
I was still a little unsure, but I really was unsure. Everything looked very fresh, very neat, but I was just very unsure. I mean, when it comes to food, yeah, I know you can go to the grocery store and 50 million people pick up a, you know, the apple that you're just buying and so forth. I get that. But there was just something that I didn't like about getting fresh food that I really don't know where it's coming from.
Right.
I don't, you know.
Nobody else squeezed it, though.
Same feeling at the grocery store, but it was a little more so getting it through the mail. Because you don't know any of these people, you know. I mean, even your Jenny Craigs and so forth, at least they have some sort of a rep, you know. You know, it doesn't mean much anymore. But so, again, you're going to have grocery stores closing, and it's only going to add more pressure to the local communities, your smaller communities. They are going to have to travel further, and, you know, they'll probably go online to do more buying. So it's a cycle, and it's just like something else. It seems like we continue to – our choices, what we're given, continues to deteriorate our country and our advantages. I heard a long time ago, you know, the stock market. I mean, the stock market really funneled funds to the destruction of this country. Mm. It had allowed for, in part, of partnered with the debt and promises and... And yet, those that control it, you know, it combined with Washington, with government, and it's destroying our country. And so, what do you do? I mean, these are all kinds of signs that you talk about, we talk about. It's just not in the economy, but it's our country. That we have lost.
There are a few of us that talk about it,
yeah.
But you don't hear it on Fox. Oh,
nope.
You may a little bit. I mean, I'm not there when they have the Fox News station, and I know that they talk a lot about different businesses closing and the economy and the stock markets and blah, 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 blah. But in the mainstream media and what I listen to all evening with Fox and such, you just don't hear it. You just don't hear it. They're so busy talking politics and the and the noise that's going on in D.C. and they've forgotten it. It's a slap in the face to the American people, because we're far from at the top of the leaderboard. And we will be right back. Prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC CTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Dog Radio. This is Beth Ann. I kind of talked too long when we were going into that break, and I didn't get to give Melody's Discount Gold and Silver Trading website or the phone number again, so I want to do that now. It's DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Stands for Discount Gold and Silver. Coins.com. Or give her a call in the office at 1-800-375-4188. We have a caller here, Melody, that has a question. We have Michelle from Missouri. Michelle, how are you today?
Good, thanks.
What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you say that Kmart had shut down in Jefferson City, and then that made me think, what's right across from that? And that was a Moser's grocery store, and it shut down already, too.
Yeah. And well, not in Jefferson City. We didn't have a Moser's across the street from Kmart.
Yeah.
No, it's a great big strip mall. It's got Westlakes and it's got Hobby Lobby. There was a bookstore there that closed. There's a paint
right
store.
Down from that, there was a grocery store on the corner. And before it was Moser's, it was like Save-A-Lot or something like that. So now it's completely empty. It was a Moser's. And then that made me think, well, oh, I heard through the grapevine that Kmart building is going to be taken over by Walgreens and that they're going to put a super Walgreens in there. And I just wondered,
in Jefferson City?
About that?
That's going to be in Jefferson, because there's already two Walgreens in Jefferson City.
Yeah.
Now, the one is right
on the corner was too small.
Well, that's the original one, and it is pretty small.
Yeah.
And I think it is, if the super Walgreens is the one that stays up 24 hours, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
so
I could see why they would want to close that and open it up in that Kmart one, because that's huge. The other one is not 24-hour. That's the one on Truman Boulevard. It's not 24-hour.
So that just made me think, well, what do you think about that? Because that tells you that drugs and pharmacy, they're better business than...
Big pharma.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what's
going on. And you know, Kmart's and the Walmart's, they now have pharmacies in their in their stores.
Yeah.
And so that closed as well. So it's not just that you lost the Kmart with the clothes. And then of course, it became a super Kmart like the super Walmarts, and it had the food lines and everything else and the household things and this and that. And the yard and gardening centers and all that. So all that closed. Now, Westlake's there, which is across the street from where Kmart was,
yeah.
That has become smaller. And oh, I can't remember what else is going in there now. There's something else going in there, and I should know what it is. But anyway, the Westlake's itself cut its store in half, and somebody else is going into the other side of that.
And
anyway, you're right, Michelle.
Maybe it's got to do with having more things like Menards and Lowe's and all these different things.
They did definitely hurt Westlake's.
A lot of their business. Well,
yeah,
thank you.
Definitely. Thank you,
all
Michelle.
Right.
I appreciate that. Melody, we've only got about 4 minutes left, and I didn't know if you had a package for my listeners or any, a message that you want to give to my listeners. I seem to talk an awful lot, so I want to give you some time.
Well, I do think there's a lot of signs out there, and I do think the markets are at peaks. It's my own opinion. I think if anybody's in paper now, it's so dangerous for you to be there. All the signs are there is that we're going to have a crash. We just don't know when it's going to happen. A lot of predictions have come and gone. We're looking towards this fall once again for things to become heated, maybe the end of summer. And I do think there's a very good possibility we'll be in war by the end of the year, if not sooner. So there's a lot of uncertainty floating through, and I don't think that our economy is even close to being able to support any of the things that I think we face. It's not good, and people need to protect themselves, and gold and silver is one. I have some 90% silver dimes, $25 face value. We can do 25 face value. I'm just doing it right here while you were talking. With shipping and everything is $345. These are a mixture of most of them are probably Roosevelt's, because you just don't have as much wear on the Roosevelt's. It might be some Mercury's in there and so forth. But nice dimes. And we probably have a few quarters left if anyone's interested in quarters. And at the same price, $345. And that also includes your shipping costs.
Okay.
90% silver, $25 face value.
And I think silver is a great way to get started. If you're just getting started with the silver and the gold coins and trying to build your own portfolio up in that way. This is a great place to start. $350, that's a great place to start.
It really is. And 90% does have its benefits for purchasing your silver in that manner. You have a lot of options when you purchase 90% silver. If you had an extreme emergency, you can still go to the store and spend it. And people recognize it. People understand it. And when we have difficult times here in the States, commerce will adjust in order to accept the coinage that is made out of silver. So it's very important to have in your portfolio.
Absolutely. Well, I want to give the number there in the office so they can call and order their package of $345 for the 90% silver. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. In Melody Cederstrom's office, the Discount Gold and Silver office. Go check on her website. She's got a newsletter there packed full of information. And like I said at the beginning of the show, it is up to us to keep ourselves educated. And that is DGS Coins. D as in dog, G as in goat, S as in Sam, coins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Melody, we got about a minute left now.
The G is supposed to be for gold, and the S for
silver. Not for gold. Not for goat. All right. Discount for D, G for gold, and what's S for? Silver. Coins.com. I was just trying to make myself understood. Well, my producer's making fun of me in my ear, so. DGScoins.com, discount gold and silver trading. Now we're down to about 30 seconds.
All right. Well, they can give us a call. I'd be more than happy to help with anyone. Yeah. And, yes, we've had pressure in gold, so it's a great time. It's a great buying opportunity to take advantage of the savings that you have. And I have no doubt that silver and gold will be many folks as they're saving grace for their finances during the difficult times that we face.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate all that you do, Melody. I really do.
Thank you.
And I know that you have your own radio program, and I know that you're educating people that way as well, and that's what it's all about. We've got to keep each other informed, because we're sure not going to hear it on the mainstream media or some of these things, even on Fox. We're just not going to hear it. Thank you so much, Melody.
Thank
I want
you.
To repeat, as we go off here, I want to repeat the Thomas Jefferson quote, "If we are to guard against ignorance and remain free," there's nothing freer than to be debt-free, "it is the responsibility of every American to be informed. It is our own personal responsibility. We cannot rely on the elected official, the D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. We have to rely on people we trust, like Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver Trading. It's going to take all of us. We have to keep ourselves informed and educated to bring America home."
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.